www.thebeatmaster.com.
Time to delay this. It's time to fix this before it gets any worse. I've heard from hundreds of my constituents who are seeing their premiums rise. They're seeing their policies being canceled. Many, are losing their plans.
All right, people are freaking out. That's the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, piling on what has become a huge blunder by the President of the United States, who guaranteed that people weren't going to lose the health care that they liked. Hey, if you liked it, you're not going to lose it. And now people are getting notices in the mail that their insurance is canceled in January and they have to scrap those plans and go with another. And that's what John Boehner is speaking about there. So that's where we start at the crossroads of all that is in this great country here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I think, without a doubt, the buzz in the backyard is about Obamacare. Somebody called me tonight. They didn't even say, hey, Kate, how you doing? This is a good friend called me and said, so what about that Obamacare? Do you say hello anymore? And truly, at least for a few minutes in your day, guarantee, I don't care how old you are, where you're living, somebody has asked you about this or talked about it in some way. And there's many facets to it at this point. By the way, there's another outage. If you tried to go to healthcare.gov, you're confused, you wanted to look up some information, you wouldn't be able to do that on Tuesday into Wednesday because Verizon has shut it down for some repairs is what they're saying. So Tuesday night there were more outages, and this is all about storage ability is what they're saying. As that's happening, you had the head of the agency overseeing the site, Marilyn Tavner, who testified before was at a congressional hearing on Tuesday and saying, you know, we're taking this infrastructure maintenance stuff, we're looking at that, in fact, apologized at one point for what was happening, saying that, you know, this is, users can't complete the full registration process, but some functions are working. So Sunday, you had Verizon left people unable to apply for coverage. That was a snafu. And 14 states and the District of Columbia were running their own insurance marketplaces. The other 36 are using the federal exchange. Since going live on October 1st, major issues have prevented people from signing up. So Tavner, who is the head of the agency, as I said, overseeing the website, said that the massive issues were a surprise and didn't show up in testing, saying that we know consumers are eager to purchase the coverage, and to the millions of Americans who tried to use healthcare.gov, this is her words, to shop and enroll in healthcare coverage, I want to apologize to you. Wow. So I'm going to apologize that the website has not worked as well as it should. As well as it should. So once again, it's down. It's down, and it just depends on when you log in, how far I suppose that you get with affordable health care. Other problems that are piling up. Other problems that are piling up for the website, besides when did they know there was problems with it, and now these outages, you've got a woman who went to school with Michelle Obama at Princeton University, who is one of the officials for CGI Federal. They're the lead contractor who were developing the site. She's been linked to the Obamas, obviously, since college days. She is a senior, Tony Towns Whiteley is a senior VP at CGI Federal, and a classmate, as I mentioned, of Michelle Obama's, and a political donor, too, as well. So this hole just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. She gave 500 and 2011 and 2012 to Obama's re-election campaign, another 1,000 kicked in, so small amounts, but 1,000 to the Obama Victory Fund. But here's the kicker of this. The election records, and it's easy to look it up, show that her boss, George Schindler, the president for U.S. and Canada for CGI Federal's parent company, CGI Group, became an Obama campaign donor after his company won the Obamacare contract. So that's convenient, isn't it? And tracing this back, there have been lots of personal and professional visits to the, certainly to the White House by her classmate, who happens to be a big part of the group that put the website together. And you could look at that and say, well, you know what, there's certainly Republicans who have done that, and it's there's lots of words for it, and part of that is shifting it to your in your buddy's direction, certainly, and there are reasons to be furious over that. And I think the biggest reason to be furious is the fact that it's such a lousy company. They're lame in the way they've rolled out this website, and they had problems with other things that they've done. So CGI Federal, of all the money that's been paid out, because there's a whole bunch of groups, was paid $49,000 for a short-term deal, and they're going to get $4.3 million through 2016. 2016, so that's your money and my money. We're paying for this friend of Michelle Obama's company, she's a higher up in the company, to be a big part of healthcare.gov. So the promises haven't been kept, and the website's had glitches, and then to boot, there's some crony capitalism involved in this whole thing, too. So Obama promised that people could keep their insurance if they like it, but that's not the case. In at least three states, there are insurance companies that are discontinuing plans that don't meet the new coverage standards. So that's Virginia, Kentucky, and Idaho, and I know we have listeners there. They've been told they have to scrap the plans that don't meet the minimum coverage requirements that are there in the Affordable Care Act. And they've determined the three states with so many changes required, it's easier to just rip it up and start over again than to try to bring existing plans into compliance. They're just not going to do it because it's a whole new product, a whole new policy, and they had to start from scratch. So let's just give you an idea of what that means. For example, about 600,000 people in Kentucky's private insurance market would have their plans just discontinued by the end of next year. And, of course, the private insurance only makes up a little bit of the state's insurance market. It includes employer-based coverage, too, of course, and Medicaid and Medicare. But it's impossible to compare what you have and what you're going to have because of these new provisions. And what's happened to most people is the coverage that they get, and however it's changed around, they're having to pay more. So that's it. They're having to pay, not just like, oh, wow, my insurance went up a little bit. No, my insurance tripled. So let's just figure, if you're paying $250, $300, and now all of a sudden you're paying $900, man, that is crippling. That is crippling. And it's confused a lot of people because enrolling in a new plan has them upset. It's chaotic. And especially they were reassured they could keep what they had, and people don't like that. Who wants change when it comes to insurance, especially if it's working for you? Especially if it's working for you. All right, we're kicking the can to the other side, and boy, we've just scratched the surface. Other things to get to, rippling effects coming out of Washington, D.C. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Coverage coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk to my pal Mike Bonacorsi about being retirement ready. Boy, more than ever, his advice is so timely. And he talks specifically about if you are self-employed, because a lot of people fall into that category. Before we get there, though, you'll love the irony of this. You know, the whole, we say this often, and many of you call in and say this, well, if the insurance was so good, then why don't all the senators and Congress people and the president and everybody else just get on Obamacare? They can have the same kind of coverage the rest of us have. Well, check this out. The House has until Thursday to decide who to designate what staffers as official or non-official in order to determine whether they're going to keep existing government insurance or be forced into Obamacare. So they're trying to, they've had these meetings, and that people have to figure out who's an official staffer and who's non-official. So the ones that are non-official, they'll be eligible only for Obamacare insurance through the District of Columbia, the healthcare exchange. And the salaries, those whose salaries are not paid entirely from the allowance, the representative's allowance, are considered non-official. And that's what they'll do. Oh, man, can you imagine that? It'll be Blue Thursday for some of those people because they guarantee they don't want it. And it's determined on their pay. pay as of October 15th. As of October 15th, who falls into those two different categories. So some will end up in the exchanges, and some will stay with the better health care coverage. That's what I'm going to call it. Dan in Texas, the joke man. Hey, Dan. I love that pregnant pause always. Hi, Dan.
Have a good morning to you, Katie, love. How are you, darling?
Excellent. Thank you, now that you called.
That's good. I have a wee bit of a joke for you.
Oh, I love your jokes. Let's hear it.
Pat Donovan was coming out of the Casey's bar, and he's seen Michael Muldoon coming to him. He says, Michael, me boy, he says, your eyes are black, your nose is broke, your arm's in a sling, and you got less teeth than a jack-o'-lantern. What happened to you, lad? He says, I was down on Delaney Street, right next to our church. Aye, I know it well. And he says, here stands a man in a monkey suit out in front of a great big car. I says, who are you, bucko? He says, I'm the best man, and by God, he was.
You're brutal. That's funny. That's good. Touché.
Okay. Now, our Democratic Party and our representatives up there in Washington, D.C., along with the Obamas, are more crooked than a 50-foot snake. These people are just absolute thieves. And they're eating the fine restaurants and wearing the fine clothes and driving the big cars and having chauffeurs and private planes for their entourage and the whole nine yards on our dime. And it's time to stop. I want Obama impeached for malfeasance or for violating the Constitution on more times than I can care to point out. This guy is as crooked as Clinton's people were, and his friends are just crooked as Clinton's people were when they tried to take over the travel office and they got Billy Dale fired.
Oh, I remember that.
I've got a long memory, mm-hmm. and I know where the bodies are buried. And I'm telling you, we have an enemy in the White House with his minions and him that's trying to destroy America. They're trying to destroy our health care, and this is all by design. This isn't somebody that doesn't know. He knows everything that's going on, and I'm telling you, he can give you verse and chapter of every single act that he's got going on with everybody that he's got with him, from his czars to his appointees. And this man is an absolute enemy of America, and everything he has done has been done to hurt us. He wants to destroy this nation.
Well, you know what? The problem is, Dan, the problem is I agree that there's a lot of things that he knew about. There's no way, you know this, he's not going to get impeached. You have to be realistic. Do you really think there's any way there'd be any kind of,
I'll tell you why.
Why do you think
If we just had the guts to bring impeachment charges against him, the Democrats would not stand up and defend him. This man has got all kinds of baggage. He's completely corrupt, and he's either pretending that he doesn't know anything in that regard, then he doesn't deserve to be president of the United States. This is a hands-on job that requires you to know. It's his job to know.
Oh, I agree with that.
Not saying that he doesn't know is a bunch of malarkey, and we've got the news media shilling for him, and it's time that we, the American people, stood up and said, get the hell out of our White House.
Yep, and Dan, the only way that happens is if there is pressure, not from just Tea Party groups, but from other groups as well. How many people listening to Dan feel that same, that same anger over the things that have happened and that have been excused, that you are willing to go to the mat and push and push and push and make calls to your representative about how about impeachment proceedings? I feel very confident of all the lousy predictions I've made, certainly in sports. I feel very confident that that will not happen. It will not happen. It's just he's just going to go out, and that's the end of it. That's the end of the administration, and then whoever comes in next, 2016, because there are enough supporters, and even though there are massive detractors, there are enough supporters to keep it afloat. Nobody is going to bring any proceedings. And also because so many others in Washington are hiding their own nonsense, that they're not going to push that to the mat. I really, really don't believe it, even though you could look at some of these actions and say, wow, how does this just escape notice? How does this move and escape notice? And, you know, even Dan brought up the whole Travelgate stuff, if you want to call it that, with the Clintons. But you saw what happened with the Clintons. There was no proceedings over that. There were certainly other things that people looked at and said, whoa, wait a second here. And it's happened before with other administrations. So very, very doubtful that we will see that. Coming up on America Tonight, as I said, Mike Bonaccorsi is going to join us. And Mike Bonaccorsi, boy, now more than ever, talking about retirement readiness, because people are not going to have the kind of money. So I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal the other day, and the amount of money that they say that you need to retire is crazy. I mean, really, do you think you're going to have access after taxes to $2 and $3 million or $2 million, 80% of what you're living on now? And with the way costs go up, even with, you know, whether you're talking about inflation or, you know, what happens after that, I think that's why so many people now don't even, in my generation and the generation following me, they don't really talk about retirement. People might be saving for it, but they're not talking about wanting to retire any what normally would be, you know, 65, 68, 70. They're talking about how they're going to keep working, working, and working. And healthcare costs are going to play heavily into that. What about long-term care? What about people who might need long-term care? What about the additional insurance that you have to purchase when you get your Medicare, that extra insurance that you need? How much is that going to cost, and how much money do you have available for that? So not to be the Debbie Downer on this whole thing, but I think that's one of the scariest aspects of healthcare, and all the things that are happening is not keeping those costs down for somebody when they're older is going to come back and get all of us who live however long we live. If we live into a pretty ripe old age, how are we going to be? How bad off are some of us going to be because of what we've had to pay just to keep afloat in our younger years? What's that going to look like when you're older? I think it's going to be really impossible for a lot of people. But Bonaccorsi has some great suggestions that are doable, doable, doable. So please pay attention, because he gives some really specific information. So hang with us here on America Tonight.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Growing up, I can't tell you how many haunted houses that I've been in, and one of the best in the country, and I've been here several times, been to it several times, Cutting Edge Haunted House. It's been voted one of the best in the country, hit it big with Guinness Book of World Records, and Todd James comes on with us every year to walk us through it. Todd, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Well, you know, I love to ask you this question for people who haven't heard your story before. How do you get into the business of creating this haunted house that has just each year you just hit these awesome bars, you go higher and higher. What drew you into this?
Oh, I've loved Halloween and haunted houses since I was a kid. So I was the kid that had his crazy Halloween masks and costumes and things out in the middle of the summer, running around scaring the neighborhood kids. So, I just started really early and it's just been, I've always loved Halloween. So I don't know what else to tell you. It's just been something I've always been in love with.
Yeah, and see, here's one thing. We talked to lots of entrepreneurs, business people, and the one thing that the people that have had great success in their lives, what the one thing, the common thread is that they had passion for what they did. You have passion for this, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we work on our events all year long. We start in January, just gearing up for October. And, if we take too much time down in the winter, my staff's calling me going, hey, when are we getting started? When are we getting started? So they're... I can't brag enough on the group of people that work with me. A lot of them have been around, 15 and 20 years, and they're just an amazing group. I'm really blessed to be able to work with such a great group of people.
So when you work on this all year long and you come up with ideas, where do you pull your ideas from?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. We kind of keep an idea board all year long, and especially during the season, even our, new hires and temporary folks, people will come in with an idea. So we take ideas from anywhere. It doesn't matter. If it's a great idea, it's a great idea, and we use it. That's really helped us grow is just being sort of a cornucopia of different fantastic, weird ideas from everybody on staff.
Is there one thing that is your absolute favorite that never changes about your haunted house? The one thing that to you is the best thing that you've done, the most spectacular special effect or something you've done with some of the people that work with you, your staff? What is it that to you is always thrilling?
Oh, well, just pulling the event off every year is amazing in itself, but I guess if we're talking specifically to the event, cutting edge, I think, we stumbled on this darn giant foam hallway thing back in the 90s. We started that in 94. And at the end of the show, you come through a massive hall of foam that sort of engulfs you and is completely intimidating and fun. And, people just come out laughing and it's just that I believe has been the home run, and it's been a staple of Cutting Edge for, gosh, like I said, since 1994. And we tried to, one year we didn't do it, and man, we heard from our guests plenty that that was something we ought to keep around. So we've never let it go, and it's been a lot of fun.
All right, the foam hallway, it is very, very cool. What's new this year that you think, we don't want to give away all the secrets, but what's new this year that you think will blow people's minds?
Oh, we've built this incredible Gothic cemetery set that's amazing. It's kind of straight out of New Orleans, and you go, you end up going into this old, church from the 1900s, which is fantastic on the inside and extremely well done. And we have, we have a Chupacabra village, which has a ton of chupacabras running around and dinosaurs and a giant snake. And, those are really my two favorite sort of additions and upgrades this year to the show they're amazing looking sets. And there's some crazy props in there. We have a life size T-Rex and dinosaurs that come out and sort of chomp on you. And, it's pretty fun.
Do you ever have anybody, Todd, that goes through that they're just, like, scared to death, they're in tears, and they have to go backwards, and they just want to get out of the house? Does anyone ever get just too scared?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we keep a board full of those people. We pick marks on the board. And every year, we set the goal to beat the year before. And that's super fun for the actors. Are you kidding me? That's a big deal. Yeah.
Right, because it means they're doing their job. And you have, like, a little college. There's a whole process toward actually being hired, right, and being good at this. How do you choose the people that end up working for you and end up acting in the haunted house?
Well, we do a lengthy audition process. It's very Broadway-esque. Every spot for every position on our acting staff is up for grabs every year, just like you would audition for, any live show. Not only do you go through the audition process, we put you through our BOU, which is our scare university, to teach you how to, sort of acclimate to the things that we do that we know work really well. So once you've gone through that acting school, then you go through a two-part audition. If you're, selected after the first audition, you come back for callbacks. And then during callbacks, the criteria is much more strenuous. And then, if you make it through both auditions, then you make the cast. So we're pretty picky about our actors.
Yeah. Do you ever do it yourself? Do you ever go through for fun and do it as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. I laugh every time. Every time you scare someone.
I love that. We laugh. We have a little pick board every time that we scare somebody. Have you ever thought of franchising this out and doing some more haunted houses in other places in the country?
Oh, gosh. Years ago, I thought about it. And, Kate, it takes so much work to pull off, one event or even two events. I don't believe it's a franchisable product because of the amount of work it takes to pull it off and to make the event really, really, really good. So, I'd rather do one or two events and do them really well than do, a bunch of them and have them be kind of mediocre. So, not for me. It's just, I don't think I'd have the energy level to pull it off.
All right, good for you. I was talking about the Guinness Book of World Records, and I know you go back and forth on that. Where do you stand as far as the Guinness is concerned?
Oh, well, we lost the Guinness World Record last year to a group out of Japan. So we are gearing up to get that Guinness World Record back going into next season, the 2014 season. So, we'll have that record back here before we hit 2014, October.
2014. And the actors that you hire, how many, as you said, you have to come back, you get auditions and whatnot. How many people work in the house? How many people do you have in the various spots inside Cutting Edge?
Actors alone, we hire around 225.
Oh.
Full staff's about 425 for the season with, security staff and parking and, all the peripheral things that need to be done. So,
wow, 225 actors. That's a lot, Todd. That's like a full-on Broadway production, bigger than a Broadway production. Wow. So when they come in, of course, part of the whole thing is the makeup and how they're doing makeup and hair and whatnot. Do they learn how to do that themselves? Is that one of the things that they learn at BOU?
We have an incredible makeup and costuming departments, so we don't really focus so much on them doing their own makeup because we're really particular about how they look when they go out on stage. So, they don't really learn that. We do intern several young makeup artists and some folks that do hair and things like that. So they go through a training process with us, but our makeup artists are, from the film and movie industry. So, they have really a real high level of skill.
Yeah. How big are zombies now? Because The Walking Dead just premiered for this season and 16 million people watched. You see zombies popping up in commercials. Kids like zombies. Zombies are huge at this point, right?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love a zombie?
Who doesn't love a zombie? Forget the old-fashioned witch. Who cares about a witch or a warlock or a devil? It's about the zombies. It's about the...
Yeah.
Do you have, like, skeleton? Do you have anybody that's a walking skeleton or anything like that?
Oh, sure. We've got skeletons. We've got, we have grim reapers that wander around outside. We've got one of our main characters out, outside for the queue line is skeletal. And then we do sort of a... We have an entire drum line that wears tux, and they play for the crowd outside, and they're all in a skeletal dress. Their faces are all skeletal down, almost very Serpent in the Rainbow-esque, and they wear their top hats and their white gloves, and they do drum solos. And so, we do that look quite a bit.
I love it. All right, check it out. You cannot miss it. It's in Fort Worth. Just ask anyone for directions. They know exactly where Cutting Edge is. Todd James, have a great season, and it's always fun to chat with you, my friend. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Happy Halloween to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Each and every month, a couple of times, we are fortunate to talk to Mike Bonacorsi about retirement readiness. He wrote a terrific book that I cannot pump enough on this show because it will, seriously, it will take you from point A all the way through to where you need to be, creating your vision, knowing your position, and preparing for your future. Get it on Amazon.com. Now, here's the thing. Wall Street Journal. Each and every month, a couple of times, we are fortunate to talk to Mike Bonacorsi about retirement readiness. He wrote a terrific book that I cannot pump enough on this show because it will, seriously, it will take you from point A all the way through to where you need to be, creating your vision, knowing your position, and preparing for your future. Get it on Amazon.com. Now, here's the thing. Wall Street Journal, every 4 or 5 years, they do an issue or they do a big, giant segment section of their newspaper on are you ready to retire and what they're finding out. And a shocking statistic, I just read this a couple days ago, 30% of people over 55 years old in this country have $10,000 or less for retirement. Mike, how sad is that? There is no way. How can you make it, even if you're just trying to hurry up and throw some money into it? That is frightening, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. People are going to have to rethink what retirement was or what they led to believe that retirement would be. A magical time when you turn 65, when everything is wonderful and you sit in your rocking chair. Those days are gone. You know, Kate, a lot of things changed over the years as we saw the traditional pension, the defined benefit pension, disappear. And the onus of preparing for retirement went to the individual through 401ks. It's made a big difference. When you think about it, it's difficult to raise a family, save for college, save for your day-to-day events, and put money away for retirement. I mean, retirement tends to sit on the back burner. People say, well, I'll save, I'll have time, when the kids are gone. I'll have time later on. to do it. And it doesn't happen. A lot of people are going to find that they're going to be working a lot longer or cutting back and changing their lifestyle quite a bit.
Yeah. Another thing they said, and you talk about this all the time, because people try to figure out how much do you need to retire. That's part of the thing. What are you going to need when you're not getting that income? And according to what the Wall Street Journal was saying, is they were saying you can plan on needing whatever you're living on now, at least 80% of that. And I fear, based on all of our conversations, you know this, boy, a lot of people, I think, are so unprepared for that. That's still a lot of money you would have to have.
It is a lot of money. And, you know, we always use these guideline numbers of 70, 80%. They're all typically in the ballpark. Because how much of your expenses are really going to change when you retire? I mean, your food bill is going to be the same. Your housing costs are going to be the same. Your transportation costs, maybe they'll change slightly, but not a lot. You're still going to have to provide yourself with some kind of insurance. If it's not if you're 65 and you get Medicare, you're still going to come up with $100 a month, plus a supplement to get a good coverage. So your costs really aren't going to change. I mean, so what happens is a lot of people find out that maybe they have this time to downsize their homes and move to a smaller, less expensive place, something that's a little more manageable for them. They may have to cut back on their lifestyle expenses, you know, give up those weekend vacations or, you know, those rounds of golf each week. So there are a lot of choices to be made if you want to retire without enough savings.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. It's interesting, and we got a ton of questions related to that as well, including one about if you have a small business, which a lot of people that listen to America Tonight are in this category, and they want to contribute to their retirement, and this is a great question, what kind of plans are there for small businesses? Because you're on your own. It's different than working for a big corporation.
Yeah, absolutely, and this is it. This is an area for the small businessmen that really gets neglected. A lot of times they think to themselves, well, I have my business, I'll build some equity in the business, I'll sell the business, and maybe this will fund my retirement. But that doesn't always work out. You know, it's still important to have a savings vehicle, a way to put money aside for retirement, even if you're a small business, even if you're a business owner, whether you're self-employed, you have a family member, your wife maybe works with you, or you have a couple of employees. It's important to think of a retirement plan. Number one, it allows you possibly to defer some taxes to a later date. You get that pre-tax contribution on these plans. It helps if you have employees. It's a benefit to them. It can help you maybe get some quality people. And there's a couple of decent plans out there that work well for small businesses. And there's a couple of questions you really have to ask yourself and understand. There's a few highlights. One of them is a SEP IRA. That's very, very common. A SEP IRA will allow you to put up to 25% of your income or $50,000, whichever is the lower of those. $50,000 is the maximum that you could put away. So you can put away a fair amount of money. There's no tax filings that go along with it. It's a very, very easy plan to maintain. It basically structures itself as an IRA. You can invest money within the plan. You can do what you want. The downside of this plan is that it's an employer-sponsored plan. The employer makes all the contributions to the plan. So, number one, if you have employees, they have to be allowed to participate, or they are part of the plan. And the employer not only has to make the contributions for himself, but he also makes all the contributions for his employees. So this type of plan we see a lot of time with self-employed people who work by themselves, or perhaps a husband and wife, a mom and pop type operation. So the money basically stays within the family. But think of it, a married couple, if they haven't make enough money to max out the plan, to put $100,000 combined into a 401, into a retirement account, not pay taxes on that because that money goes in free tax. Not to pay taxes on that salary. And then it will grow tax-deferred until they draw it out, at which time it will be taxable. Another plan that you... Go ahead.
So let me ask you this question because I know this would come up with some people. So let's say you have your own company, but I mean you're the sole proprietor, and that's it. It's just you. You know, you mm-hmm. could put it in the SEP IRA, meaning you can put the $50,000. Is that the maximum? You're saying $50,000.
25% of your salary up to $50,000.
Wow, a year.
I'm sorry, it's $51,000 this year. $51,000.
Wow. Yeah.
So basically, if you make $200,000 a year,
right,
you can put $51,000 in. Well, you have to make like $204,000 this year. You could put away $51,000 into the plan. Now, one other thing that makes this plan attractive is if the plan has to be established at tax filing time, including including extension. A lot of plans have a year-end or an October 1st cutoff date, and I'll go over those in a couple minutes. But the SEP IRA doesn't have to be established until you file your taxes. So say you take on April 15th, you file your taxes, you can open up your SEP IRA at that time, make your contribution, and file your taxes. If you get an extension, you can delay this contribution until extension. That could be a positive for a lot of people, being able to take care of that extension, take advantage of that extension. Another plan that's used for a mom and pop, and this works well, again, for a sole employee or self-employed person where they're the only employee, or a husband and wife, and the relationship has to be husband and wife here. It's what we call a solo 401k. It works just like all the big corporate 401ks, but because it is a solo 401k, it's actually a lot easier to administer. You can put $51,000 into it just like the SEP if you max out employee and employer contributions. And you can still take advantage, if you're over 50 years old, of the catch-up provision, which will allow you another $5,500. So that's a large – I mean, we're talking about putting away $56,500 into a plan like this.
Oof.
This plan, however, has to be set up by December 31st, by year-end, to be eligible for the current year. So that deadline is very important. And then remember, that solo 401k is for a husband and wife or a single person only.
All right, so great information from Mike Bonacorsi. We're going to post it on the website, americatonight.net, under What You Got. So look for it there if you missed some of what Mike had to say. I have a feeling that he really resonated with a lot of you. And you can always pick up his book. It truly is terrific. I've read it a couple times. Very easy to get through, and I think it really helps you if you're trying to figure out how you're going to get there. It's called Retirement Readiness. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.